And now we have with us Cherry Dirt, which is two persons, Stacy Stringer on vocals and Ryan Selar, vocals and ukulele.
You said it right the first time.
Hey, you know something?
Heck of a guy.
There's Selar's up here.
Is that right?
And so I was going to ask, that was my first question for you. Are you related to any Selar on the North Shore?
No, those are exotic breed. I'm more on the east side of Wisconsin kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, maybe that's where they came from.
They keep them in cages over here, don't they?
Ooh, yeah.
Not here, but maybe where you come from.
Because that's the way we do it, yeah. I thought it'd be similar, at least.
They roam here. It's pretty
They let
pretty
roam free.
This is pretty free here. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of wilderness up here.
Yeah. Just throw them in the water.
It's a gutsy thing, but we're doing it.
I hope Nancy and her and the family
Dwayne.
Don't mind us talking about
Yeah.
Nancy,
Selar.
I love you. I don't make it up. It's Selar to another, you know?
Oh, geez.
From a cage to a wild.
So anyway, I had practice with the name before. So.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
And Cherry Dirt.
Yeah.
What in the world? We got to ask that question, don't we, Buck? I mean.
Why not?
Well, Cherry Dirt represents our geographical backgrounds, where each of us are from. So, like you just learned, Ryan's from...
He's from Dirt?
He's from Door County. Actually,
oh, no.
I'm the dirt part.
That's a surprising bit.
I know. I'm the dirt part. So Ryan's from Door County, where they're known for cherries, and I'm from Mississippi, where we have red dirt.
Okay.
Mississippi.
So, yeah.
I don't detect a single...
No, I don't.
Well, if I have a glass of wine, or if get mad at you... I get some more Southern.
You're going to call us
y'all. I don't want you to get mad at him.
It takes a lot.
I'll go get the glass of wine.
The glass of wine.
Every night at 7, the Southern voice comes out.
Oh, jeez.
And it doesn't stop till midnight.
Does she sing any Southern tunes?
We sure do.
Yeah.
We do. We sing a lot of Southern tunes. Well, I mean, I'm a yodeler.
Ah,
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah,
a certain individual kind of forewarned me, K-Bob.
Love K-Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, K-Bob, if you're out there.
He's out there.
Ah, oh, love
He's
that.
Really out there, isn't he, Dick?
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Da-da-ding.
Yeah, so, that's kind of a Southern thing. I hear that more in the South than I do up here.
How did Door County and Mississippi get together for this?
Well,
was I not supposed to ask that?
No, we met actually on I had just joined this cover band, and one of my first gigs was playing the Hodag Country Music Festival in Rhinelander, Wisconsin.
Huh.
And the singer that was with him at the time couldn't do it, and Stacy subbed. So we met on stage at the Hodag Country Music Festival.
Yeah.
And we've been, I don't know, friends.
Four and a half years ago. We're getting married in November.
Oh, you are. Congratulations.
Yeah. How about that?
So, I wonder how many
the friendship thing is, I don't know.
It didn't take very many questions to get at that, did it?
It looked like it kind of looked like it was a surprise to him when she said it.
It's all part of the show, folks.
He doesn't know it yet, but yeah.
All right. And you two do different things, too, besides Cherry Dirt. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you had different music, and Ryan, you're playing with a number of different bands?
Yeah, I play with basically whatever I can get my musicianal hands on in the cities. I got a reggae band that plays traditional 60s, 70s reggae. I got a blues rock band called Enchanted Ape, and we've done Papa Charlie's a few times. And then this indie rock band I just joined. Church on Sundays, every other one.
And right now, folks, he's sitting here with a ukulele in his lap. So
yeah.
I assume you don't play the ukulele with the rock band.
No, they told me just to, hit stuff. And
oh, yeah. You're doing percussion
they
there.
They give
huh?
you sticks.
Yeah, drums. Yeah. Yeah,
so. Oh, good. All right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And Stacy, how about you?
Well, I sing with Cherry Dirt, and I sing, I help lead worship some at our church on Sundays, and then I sing with the Minnesota Opera.
Oh, really? Wow.
Wow. Now there's a change of pace.
Yeah. From yodeling to opera.
Yeah. From rock and roll to opera.
How much wine for that gig?
I do have to have a glass of wine before I go in there and audition for them, though.
Oh. Yeah, well.
It's kind of intimidating. I hope they don't listen.
pretty unlikely.
We filter people like that out.
Good, yeah.
I speak for all of us that we're very anxious to hear you do a tune.
Can you introduce something in?
Sure, yeah. How about we, I think we'll start with a bang here. We're going to do a tune that Margo Smith did called He Taught Me to Yodel.
Cool.
All right.
To Switzerland, where all the yodelers be, to try and learn to yodel with my yodel lady. I climbed a big high mountain on a clear and sunny day, and met a yodeling guy up in a little Swiss chalet. He taught me to yodel. Like me, it's easy when you're singing to go be a lady. First you take a deep breath, then exhale 1, 2, 3, and then you'll hear a yodel if you listen close to me. This is how to yodel.
Yeah, that was that's a new for the road.
Holy
for the road us. That was beautiful.
We've
beautiful.
Had yodelers in here before, but never one that good.
Yeah, oh,
that
was thank very you. Sweet.
Wow.
I bet
I
you
hope
used
the others
that.
Aren't listening.
Oh no. Yeah. Oh, do you filter those guys out too?
We do, yeah.
We're
filter
actually
everybody out.
In a what, New York City one time visiting her dad, and we were in Greenwich Village, and they had some open mic mm-hmm. night.
Uh-huh.
And you know, after Stacy had her bottle of wine, I said, this is what you got to do.
That's so terrible.
You got to go up there and volunteer because people are just coming up and down. And so she did and tore the house down, you know, like little Midwesterners in the city. And then this lovely blonde lady came and approached her and asked her if she was from Switzerland at one time because she was because of her yodeling.
She's like, you sound like my people.
That's funny.
Did you, was that your audition piece for the Minnesota Opera?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no. Yeah. Oh, I wonder if they knew if I yodeled, if I would be considered, you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
If I tried that, I'd hurt myself. There's no question about it.
We can work on it later.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
You'll have to listen because that song was supposed to be teaching you.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's got all the instructions. Now you should know how to do it now.
Yeah. Knowing how and actually doing it, there's a wide gap.
I think some of it's hereditary because my grandma, I called her Memo. My Memo yodeled. My dad can yodel. So I don't know. Maybe there's something that's in your blood.
That must be.
The dog yodels. You're going to be yodeling probably at some point at mm-hmm. Cascade Lodge tonight.
Oh, yeah. We play from 7:30 to 9:30 at Cascade Lodge tonight. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, they open the door and all the neighbors are going to come over too.
We love playing there. That's a good spot.
It is a good spot. Yeah. Do you mainly do covers? Do you do any writing, either of you guys, or how do you do it?
Not for Cherry Dirt, we don't. But okay. You know, all of Ryan's bands that he drums with are.
Well, when I originally started doing the music thing, I was doing more original bands. But the last 5 years of my life, I've been cover band man, you know. So it's kind of a different way of taking in music, mm-hmm. being the emulator as opposed to the creator, but definitely interested in going back to the glory days, so they say.
Yeah. Yeah, and it may or may not happen with Cherry Dirt.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably will.
We did write a little bit on one of our road trips one time, so it'd be interesting to see if something ever came of that. But
Yeah.
He's kind of more the music writer. I like to write lyrics. I mean, I like to write words, but yeah.
The sound comes from Ryan.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Yeah. And Ryan, your accompaniment is a ukulele.
Ukulele, yeah. You know, I was playing drums in band and living in Minneapolis. Can't really do that late at night. We're in a townhouse. So I thought, what can I use to participate that's not loud? And guitar, everybody plays guitar, so I was sick of hearing that. So I thought, ukulele, four strings, easy to learn too, you know? Yeah. And it just became a bit of a hobby thing. And then after when we were in the cover band together, we left together as well, and then decided that, hey, we should try and make this work. And I think people dig it because it just sounds different, and our tunes are, they spread a wide variety, you know, kind of keeps things interesting.
You ever think of playing a bass ukulele?
Oh, man.
Yes, a U-bass.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
We had one in the studio.
We had one last week here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the coolest things ever.
Big, thick strings.
Yeah, they're fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little person, you know? And so like a big bass guitar just seems like intimidating to me. Ryan always says, you need to learn bass. It'd be so great if you learned bass. And I'm like, can't you see me? I'm like 5'3" and these wee little hands, like I can't, you know. We found the U-bass. I did play it in a music store one time. And
now you could have a U-bass.
I know.
And you could play the uke.
Wouldn't that be great? Yeah.
Two U. You could do better than that, I'm sure, but something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
You too.
The future of Terrier. You too.
You think they use that name already? Maybe we should copyright that.
Yeah.
You too to you. Yeah.
Well, it's an idea anyway. Maybe we ought to stick with the voice and the ukulele for now.
For now. I'll work on my U-bass though.
Yeah, there you go. It'd be great if you can do another song. What are you thinking about?
Well, how about some, we'll keep it country and do some Blue Moon of Kentucky. I said Blue Moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I said Blue Moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I said Blue Moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I said Blue Moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on the one that's gone, left me blue. Well, it was on a moonlit night, star shining bright, whispered on high, your love said goodbye. I said Blue Moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on the one that's gone, left me blue.
You do put your own stamp on these covers, too. I mean, that's really sweet. And tell our listeners that they're having fun. I mean, they are just look fun. At them, and they're enjoying what they're doing here. And it probably comes through in the sound as well. But
we're kind of having fun, too.
We are.
So oh, good. That's the idea.
I got a big smile.
Yeah. That's a big voice, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
How about training? You had to, you went through some training to learn how to project?
And lots of years. I actually teach, too, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yep. I started taking voice lessons. Well, I started taking voice lessons with someone other than my mom in sixth grade.
Okay.
And but my mom had me, you know, on stage or at church singing as a young kid. And she was a professional singer as well. She was actually on the Ted Mack Amateur Hour in 1963.
Really?
So, yeah, she had a quartet called the CJs that had just this perfect four-part harmony. And then my dad, he writes. He's the one that writes and plays guitar. And he can really pick a guitar. So I grew up around music. And but I'm the one in the immediate family that kind of took it more the classical route.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah. But
and this all occurred in Mississippi?
No. I was born in Mississippi, but I moved, I think, 8 times before high school even.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. My dad's job kept getting transferred, and GE finally moved us to Minneapolis. And it's just me left there now. I said in my southern sassy way back when I moved there at 14, when I still had a thicker accent, I said, y'all can go. I'm staying here. I'm not moving anymore.
Well, I can tell, you know, I work this soundboard every week, and we have various musical groups in. And sometimes I'm moving these pegs constantly. But with you singing, you know how to control the sound. So
well,
I don't have
to
do much work here.
Well, in the opera world, there are no microphones. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to project, right?
You project, but also not project as much.
Yeah.
You know,
control.
Move away and control of the thing. And you took your headphones off to do it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's pretty darn good.
I have found that, and this is what I tell all my students, regardless of what they want to sing, that good classical technique and training will apply across the board. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I taught Ryan some voice lessons, too.
Did you?
Sure did.
That's right. Actually, I think I noticed that on the information we got that Ryan is ukulele and vocals.
He sure is.
Yeah, he sure tries. You know.
Do you get a song in edgewise or singing?
I get when Stacy needs to get a glass of water, she'll be like, Ryan, go sing a song. I got to get out of here.
Kind of how it works. How's your yodeling?
My yodeling is really bad.
Oh, it is.
The lady from Switzerland didn't know which country I was from. Oh, yeah. Are you from Wisconsin? Yeah. Sounds like a brat in your mouth, you know?
Probably thought Toboga or something, you know. Yeah. Who knows where? Well,
we do some Johnny in June. He sings some Johnny Cash.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't get as low as Johnny, but, you know.
Well, who does?
Yeah, right.
You know, so.
I don't know.
Now, is it mainly country as kind of your background? It's kind of a country-related song, the last one.
Oh, yeah.
And
we really do a variety. We throw some old, we do some Doris Day and Rosemary Clooney and Lenny Kravitz and... Hey. Got a couple jazz tunes we throw in and whatever we want, really.
Did you quit buying records about 1963?
She quit buying records when they weren't records anymore.
Yeah, they were.
I know.
45,
okay, so we've thrown some newer stuff and we throw in a Lumineers tune. Lenny Kravitz, yeah.
Well, you know, we used to, because I just played this thing because I thought it sounded cool.
Yeah.
And then after that is when you started hearing it in commercials. And then the train, that song that Train does, and I don't know, a couple other pop tunes where the ukulele had the lead. Mm-hmm. And so we, in the cover band, and then with Cherry Dude too, we'll play songs like that.
We get requests for those kinds of tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised we get a lot of people playing ukuleles in here, you know, in bands.
Yeah.
That we didn't just, 2-3 years ago, it didn't seem like we saw much of them. But,
can't beat it for convenience.
Yeah.
It's way better than a drum set, that's for sure.
Well,
have you had anybody that played the drums and the uke at the same time?
I can't say that we have.
Because this guy.
Does that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well, that Train song used to start with the uke playing the pattern and the bass drum playing the heartbeat behind it. So yeah. I'd play that for the first verse and chorus, and then once the right time came, I'd throw the ukulele down, went through about 10 of them, and then pick up the sticks and bust into the rest of the song.
I was just wondering how you did that. If you use your teeth or what?
But you set it on fire and throw it into the crowd.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They love it.
Yeah. I remember that. You'd bang that all around.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, yeah.
Nice. High five.
A little harder to make a big bang with that ukulele. Doesn't take long to burn either, but yeah.
It's a lot safer.
A lot safer. It sounded great, though, on the last song, your uke playing, that's the big deal is to make things come together, and they sure do.
Yeah, that was a challenge. I mean, first approaching this, it was, okay, can we sell, you know, basically a ukulele and a vocalist? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I thought, like, in order to really make the music sound interesting, it's got to be rhythmically tight. Mm-hmm. Because I don't really play a lot of melody, but, you know, behind, that's her job. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I play a lot of rhythm, and a lot of my drumming mentality is in playing the uke and just keeping time behind her, mm-hmm. Making the song go ahead. So it's been kind of an interesting take in music land for me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been pretty fun.
Yeah,
it's been an easy gig to book, because when you call people and say it's ukulele and vocals, most people go, "That sounds really cool. I've never heard of anybody else that does that." You know, yeah. And we're actually in Duluth tomorrow. Just so people out in music land know.
Where do you play down there?
Tomorrow at 6:30, we will be on the Music and Pizza train heading from Duluth to Two Harbors and back.
Oh, really? Oh.
And then we jump off the train and run across the street to Sir Benedict's and play there from 9 to midnight.
Do you burn your
uke
when you jump off?
That thing gets a lot of abuse.
Yeah.
So you end up at Sir Benedict's then.
End up at Sir Benedict's, yeah.
That sounds like a cool gig.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, that's where we had our first gig, 2.5 years ago when we started doing this.
Huh.
And it makes a great trip coming up from the cities to do both of these at the same time, you know. Mm-hmm.
Do you, when you play a gig like that, do you have speakers or mics, or do you just do it pure acoustic?
Yeah, I got a PA that we bring. The pizza train actually is the one where they just want us to stand and play acoustically.
No. Mm-hmm.
But everything else, we just we use the PA and just kind of adjust the size for mm-hmm. the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many folks do they get on that train usually? How many people are...
We've only played it once, and it was the weekend of Grandma's Marathon, so it wasn't a good one to judge by. It was a weird weekend, so this will be a better... We'll get to see tomorrow what a normal... weekend
crowd
is like, but it was really fun when we did it. It was really a good time.
Made some friends.
Pizza. ate pizza. People. Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, I remember as a youngster, I went down and had a ride, first train ride. It was out of Superior, and we went somewhere, but it was pretty cool. And now to have that, you know, on the shore, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Having that train operating.
Mm-hmm.
How about another tune? Have you got something else in mind?
Yeah, you want to sing?
Oh, that'd be good. Johnny Cash.
Well, we could do Jackson.
Yeah, let's do Jackson.
Okay, cool.
Oh.
Let's see.
This is how I warm up. Stacy taught me this.
Go for it.
Great. Yeah, it's my advertisement.
One, two, three. We got married in a fever. Sprout, and we've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town. Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I care.
Well, when I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow.
Ha!
All the me. Teach them what they don't know. How I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But they'll laugh at you in Jackson. And I'll be dancing on a pony keg. Then lead you around town like a scalded hound with their tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson, you big talking man.
Since the fire went out, we're going to Jackson. And that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson. And never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a peppered sprout. And we've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out.
Jackson.
Hey, all right. It's the second time we've talked about marriage between the two of them.
Oh, yeah. Jackson, Mississippi. I biked through there a couple years ago.
Oh, you did?
Off the Natchez Trace.
There you go.
Down in. It was a little complicated to get to the motel. But other than that, just fine city, huh?
Uh-huh. I'm sure some kind, friendly folks pointed you in the right direction. If you
be careful that he doesn't get out and about down there, though. Could be a little wild for the guy.
So. Well, that was a very sweet version of the tune.
Thanks.
It was,
What part of Mississippi did you grow up until age 14?
Well, I was only lived in Mississippi until I was about four, but that was kind of always home base. We spent our summers there when we moved so much and went for all the holidays. But my mom's side of the family is from Laurel, Mississippi, and my dad's side of the family is from Stringer, Mississippi, and they're just within 30 minutes of each other.
And how many minutes from some place that I would recognize?
Sure. We are an hour and a half from the coast and an hour and a half from Jackson.
Oh,
so
okay.
Right, 90 miles south of Jackson, 90 miles north of the coast.
Very nice. Yeah, a lot of the folks from up here head down that way in the wintertime.
Right. You know, yeah. Actually, Ryan's first trip to Mississippi, I took him in August. I was like, if you can hang in August down there, this will work.
Oh, yeah.
And he got heat stroke. We had to cancel our canoeing down the Okotoma River excursion because...
We went to that national...
We went to Vicksburg.
Vicksburg, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Outside... was it Civil War?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Grounds?
The memorial down there, the National Monument.
And I got into kind of a Midway guest shop, and I was just kind of ready to pass out. And
of course,
I drank a bunch of water and took a nap.
Yeah.
Folks down there weren't having any trouble with it.
No, no.
You're eating, you know, having a good time, breathing normally.
You could see the woman that worked in the guest shop. She spotted him, and she, like, knew immediately what she was looking at. She was like, oh, we need to get you some water here to sit down.
Well, there's a lot of dry counties in Mississippi. You must have been in one.
Jones County, where I'm from, is a dry, it's dry county.
Yeah, yeah. What do you do for wine there?
She was only homebrew.
Well, it's
everybody down there makes moonshine.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, we were stopped a couple times there, and we were disappointed about the wine situation. It wasn't good.
Our neighbor down there makes beer at his house, and we're like, you're living outside the law. But he figures nobody will come check on him.
I'm grateful that he did that.
Yeah, he did.
August in Mississippi. Oh. Not the place for you, Ryan.
No, I think, you know... in August, I'll just stay in beautiful Minnesota.
There you go.
Yeah. Especially up here. What is it, 60 degrees right now.
That's warm for here late this year.
It really warmed up.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I've always come up here in the wintertime to go to Lützen Resort, you know, for some skiing. This is my first time in the summer, and it's really just as great.
You hit it perfectly.
Yeah.
Skiing's a little tougher, but...
It is a little tougher to ski right now, yeah. You got to hit a lake, I think, to manage that.
Good idea. Yeah. They got one around here, don't you?
There's a couple.
Yeah, I remember people coming up here, and when my wife had a little restaurant downtown, people would, you know, the contest was what was the craziest thing that a tourist said, you know, when they came. What river is this out here we've been following?
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Can't believe that, but it was true.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you didn't.
It's a big
did you
river.
Go by that same river?
I think so.
I think we did,
Did you? Well, I don't know if you're prepared for it. Are you prepared for one more tune? We've got time if you do.
Do we have time?
Yeah.
What time do you start playing?
We start at 7:30, yeah.
Oh, maybe we should let you go here
pretty
quick.
What is it, 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah, you're about that.
Yeah.
Not goes not, it's 10 to 7 now.
How about
we'll play a quick one.
A quick one. We'll spend a lot of time looking for it.
Oh, just a quick Loretta Lynn tune, that's
all
quick,
right.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. We're just keeping it country today, aren't we? You've come to tell me something. You say I ought to know. He don't love me anymore, and it's time for me to go. You say you're gonna take him. Oh, but I don't believe you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. Women like you, they're a dime a dozen. You can buy them anywhere. Take my man. Sometimes a man's caught looking at things that he don't need. He took a second look at you, but he's in love with me. Well, I don't know where that leaves you. Oh, but I know where I stand, 'cause you ain't woman enough.
That's a powerful statement right there.
Yeah. All you women out there listening.
Away from
that's
that
right.
guy.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are an absolutely delightful couple. So
thank you.
It'd be great to have you back again sometime.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Let us know when you're around.
I'll do.
Be great. Thank you so much for doing this.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.